With Montana news, I'm Cole Grant. Montana has approved rules for potential grizzly bear hunts ahead of a decision by the U.S. government to remove federal protections for grizzlies in and around Yellowstone National Park. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission also approved an agreement between Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho on how to jointly manage grizzlies if they are no longer designated threatened under the Endangered Species Act. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Wildlife Administrator Ken McDonald.
We want to remind everybody, first and foremost, is this is a success story. It's a conservation success story. With the help of a lot of different people and agencies, we've recovered grizzly bears and are ready to move on to delisting and management.
There are at least 700 grizzly bears in the Yellowstone area. Montana officials say they expect a quota of less than 10 bears most years if a hunt is approved. More than 47,000 Montanans have enrolled in the expanded Medicaid program state lawmakers narrowly approved last year. Eric Whitney has more.
The new Medicaid enrollees have received $75 million in medical care, paid for by the federal government. The federal government pays 100% of the cost of the expansion population this year and next, eventually ramping down to 90%, with the state picking up the rest of the tab. Montana's Medicaid expansion also requires some recipients to pay premiums, those average $26 a month. Officials say more than 300 Montanans have been disenrolled from Medicaid for failing to pay. The state has collected $1.1 million in Medicaid premiums so far, and Montana's saved more than $5 million by shifting some people who previously received Medicaid into the expansion population and receiving federal reimbursement for them. I'm Eric Whitney.
The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission will keep the number of wolves that can be hunted or trapped just north of Yellowstone National Park to 2. The commission rejected a proposal to double the quota to 4 in an area that's over 250 square miles around Gardner. There are no wolf hunting quotas in the state, except for areas adjacent to Yellowstone and Glacier National Parks. Montana's congressional delegation is taking a wait-and-see approach to a proposal to transfer management of the National Bison Range to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. Democratic Senator John Tester says the plan would help bolster the tribes' self-determination, which he supports. But Tester adds lots of issues must be ironed out before he'll support it.
Public access is going to be a big part of that. Who's going to be doing the management and to what impact and what kind of oversight is there going to be, all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is the tribes have managed buffalo, they've managed wildlife before, long before we showed up, so they can do it. That isn't the problem. The problem is making sure that general public have access to the land.
Republican Senator Steve Daines says he's glad the tribes are actively soliciting public input on the transfer proposal.
And I look forward to reviewing the comments and better understanding the impacts of transferring the management of the bison range to the CSKT.
Republican Representative Ryan Zinke is also withholding judgment for the time being. A spokeswoman says Zinke is still reviewing related public comments and conservation issues. Democratic congressional hopeful and current state superintendent of public instruction, Denise Juneau, has thrown her support behind the proposed transfer of the National Bison Range to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. In a statement, Juneau says that, if elected, she will do, quote, what it takes to ensure a transition that maintains public access to the bison range and benefits the tribes and all Montanans, unquote. The Democratic hopeful's support contrasts with Republican incumbent Ryan Zinke, who says his office is still meeting with concerned stakeholders before taking a position on the transfer. The proposed transfer has been contentious for decades. In February, a group that includes former bison range employees filed a lawsuit to block a transfer, which is still in draft form, and has not yet been introduced to Congress. The range's current manager, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, supports transferring management to the tribes. The tribes held a public meeting yesterday to address concerns and receive comments, which will help shape their proposal. Comments will be accepted through Friday and posted online early next week. A measure that seeks to expand the availability of medical marijuana in Montana has qualified for the November ballot. Initiative 182 would include post-traumatic stress disorders among the conditions for which medical marijuana could be used. A civil rights complaint has been filed on behalf of 31 Native Americans who say they were illegally rounded up off the streets of Wolf Point prior to a rodeo and parade in 2013. The lawsuit, filed Monday in U.S. District Court in Great Falls, says the individuals were held in inhumane conditions overnight and released the next day without charges being filed. The Great Falls Tribune reports the complaint seeks damages for emotional and physical injuries resulting from the mass arrest and detention during the annual Wild Horse Stampede. A coroner's inquest is scheduled to begin today in Dillon to determine if a Beaverhead County Sheriff's deputy was justified in shooting a Dillon man during a traffic stop last November. Deputy Michael Miles has said 22-year-old Andrew Blake had a rifle and had refused orders to put it down. Miles shot Blake, who died 6 days later at a hospital in Salt Lake City. Jurors will be asked to determine if the deputy committed a criminal act. An environmental group has filed a federal lawsuit contending that 26 dams operating in Idaho, Oregon, Washington, and Montana are harming bull trout and violating the Endangered Species Act. The lawsuit filed by the Alliance for the Wild Rockies on Monday names the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, and Bonneville Power Administration as defendants. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.